Let's go to JMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you. Did you get up early? Did you watch the tennis? No? Yes? No? Yes,
no, no. Got up. I get up early enough, Andrew.
Exactly right.
Not as early as you.
Yes, I know, but money never sleeps. And hey, let's, before we get into the OCR and what you might expect from the RB today, let's talk about Australian business confidence and consumer confidence. How are our neighbours?
Yeah, sort of one of the big macro themes that I sort of keep talking about at the moment is that we're seeing quite divergent economic outcomes, Andrew, in different places, because it's sort of coming after the COVID-19 period where we tended to paint a lot of the world with the same brush. You know, we had COVID disruptions, you had similar fiscal and monetary policy responses, then you got inflation, then you got central banks hiking up rates, and that was sort of been the playbook. But now we're starting to see differences, and we tend to look quite closely at how we differ from our Trans-Tasman colleagues. And a couple of numbers released yesterday that in one outcome were like us, and another outcome not. So consumer pessimism across the Tasman sank a little lower. And I think we can relate to that because consumer confidence very much in the doldrums here. But a business confidence survey result rose to its highest level since early 2023. And in that respect, it's clearly diverging from business sentiment here. So that was NAB business confidence, jumped 6 points to plus +4 in June. And I think we can relate more to the outcome on business conditions, slightly different from confidence. It fell 2 points and has been declining since 2022. That measure, though, across the Tasman, still well above the GFC levels, although we are flirting with those GFC levels. Consumer confidence number, that was a Westpac survey, it dropped 1.1% from June to 82.7 in July. One aspect is very consistent between Australia and here, though, that Australian interest rates and inflation are definitely weighing on the consumer.
All right. Okay, so RB, let's get into the RB. What do you reckon?
Yeah, look, so it's RBNZ Day, which, to give it a little more clarity, Andrew, it's an official cash rate review today. So that differs from a monetary policy statement day when the OCR gets reviewed as well. But the RBNZ also releases quite a lengthy statement, which I should also add is always a very useful read. So, look, we don't get a detailed explanation. And at the last monetary policy review, the accompanying statement was, well, to say the least, it was brief. It was very concise. And it's entirely possible we get a similar sized missive at this juncture. Now, the universal consensus is that the OCR will stay at 5.5. Look, there is the opportunity for the bank to discuss what they are concerned about right now, in particular the sort of tricky and sticky non-tradable inflation. Look, our view is that they're not in a position yet to deliver an unapologetically dovish statement, because if they did, the market would take that and drive down wholesale rates, which would push down retail rates, which is not what the RB wants. In my view, they still need to see the second quarter CPI number and the third quarter CPI number as well. They need to see those figures to be convinced that inflation is moderating in line with their forecast expectation. You don't get the second quarter CPI until next week, and you don't get the third quarter CPI until October. Look, there's absolutely no doubt, Andrew, that recent data we've seen would support a dovish tilt. But that data has had a fair chunk of survey and commentary. I think the RBNZ will want to see cold, hard facts. Financial markets, look, we're still expecting a far earlier move in the OCR than the bank is currently forecasting. But if you look at the size of that time gap, you know, sort of November this year versus August next year for them, I think you need a reasonable quantum of data for that time gap to be materially narrowed. So no change, no, boring statement.
It's been a very long 2.5 year battle against inflation. What are the numbers like?
Dow Jones is down 21 points, 39,324. The S&P 500 is up 5 points, 5577. The Nasdaq at the moment up 22 points, 18,425. Now, the FTSE 100 lost 54 overnight, so 0.2%, 8139. I'd also add that French markets were quite weak overnight as well. Now, the Nikkei up 800 yesterday. Good day there, 41580. The Shanghai Composite also up 1.25%, 2959. The ASX 200, they gained 0.86% yesterday, 7829. The NZX 50 also up 0.86%, 11,848. Kiwi dollar against the US, 0.6123, 0.9085 against the Aussie, 0.5564 euro, 0.4790 pounds, 98.76 yen. Gold is $2,362, and a bit of relief on Brent crude, $84.94.
Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Excellent as always. Thank you so much, mate.